Welcome to Castle's Corner Podcast, and thank you for joining us. I am your host, Tommy Castle. I'm a sports multimedia journalist and staff writer with the Metro West Daily and Milford Daily News. You can also find my work in the Needham Times and Wellesley Townsman sports sections, and you can also follow me on Twitter at TommyCastle44. You can also follow all things high school sports in the Metro West area by following us on Twitter at Metro West Sports and also on Instagram at Metro West Sports as well. Every week, I'll be bringing you close to people around the Metro West area that make high school sports great. Today, we have a special guest from Milford High School. He is a junior currently on the baseball team and also plays on the Scarlet Hawks hockey team as well. His name is Aiden Wild. Aiden, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Daily News staff writer Lenny Macliola just wrote a column on Aiden and his athletic endeavors, and that story can be found online at Metro West Daily News /sports. The first thing that jumped out to me, Aiden, from Lenny's story was a stat line from your freshman year. You hit .537 at the plate and led the Hockomock League in batting as a freshman. That means you had a hit every other at bat, and that's not something that's too easy to do, even in high school sports or even with a metal bat. Do you remember much of your freshman season?
I remember a couple of things that kind of stood out, but I mean, it was a good season overall, and obviously I hit the ball well, so.
You could say that again. You play with your brother that year. Your brother, Drew, now goes to Bridgewater State.
Yep.
And he plays on the club hockey team.
That's correct.
What do you remember about playing with your brother, Drew? You were a shortstop your freshman year. He was a second baseman. What was that dynamic like?
Just our conversations in between innings, when, you know, warming up. When he's at second, I'm not sure what you said. Some interesting conversations. He liked to throw some jokes, and just it was nice to have my brother beside me in the infield.
Now, he was a senior and you were a freshman, so there's a little bit of a gap in age there, but did he respect you, did he trust you out there, or did he call you off on some pop-ups that may have been on your side of the bag?
I think for the most part he respected me and trusted me, but I definitely had to earn that trust.
Well, I think by hitting .537 as a freshman and being named a Daily News All-Star, you earned his trust and the trust of your teammates. Moving on to your sophomore season on the diamond, Milford missed the playoffs for the first time in 37 years. So you made it as a freshman in the playoffs, but then last year the team failed to make the postseason for the first time in almost four decades. What was that like as a player and a starter?
It was definitely really disappointing and tough to kind of be on the team that ended the streak, because I thought we had enough talent to have at least 12 wins, maybe a few more. But obviously we didn't, and it was a tough season overall.
Yeah, what was that last game like? Were you guys in contention at that point to get your 10th or 9th win, whatever you needed to clinch a berth, or was it kind of done before that point?
I think it came down to like the last three or four games when we lost our 10th game, and or our 11th game rather, and knew that we weren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not easy to be one of those teams that breaks the streak. But moving over to hockey, For you, your hockey experience at Milford is a little different than maybe everyone else. You played on the ninth grade team, or you played on the varsity as a ninth grader, but then you joined a club team named the Providence Capitals during your sophomore year. What was that decision like for you and your family, deciding to forego high school athletics to play in a club team, and what was it like playing for a team like the Providence Capitals?
It wasn't an easy decision because I had a really good experience my freshman year, but it was something that I wanted to try, and I knew that was going to be a challenge that I wanted to do and see like where it took me.
What were you kind of hoping to get exposure to different coaches, different players, a different style? What was the thought process going into joining the Providence Capitals?
I think I really did just to play with some like better players and expose myself to a different style of coaching and overall play more games and try to get better.
So you play a lot of games that time frame. I believe you told me the club season was from the fall to throughout the winter. But then this past season, you came back to Milford after playing with the Providence Capitals for a year. And you and your teammates from Milford joined up with the schools of Millis and Hopedale in a co-op. And you were named a junior captain. What was that experience like coming back from playing a year of club and away from the team and rejoining your teammates that you might have played with your freshman year?
I was excited to come back because playing for your school brings a new meaning to hockey itself and really any sport. So I was excited to take the ice for my team again and playing with the co-op was kind of like a learning experience, but it obviously was a good season for us.
Learning experience is a light way to put playing the co-op with Mills and Hopedale. Some of the Mills and Hopedale kids know each other pretty well from co-oping in football, but I know that you guys knew Mills and Hopedale well from playing each other in hockey, or at least you saw something interesting in hockey as an eighth grader. Can you tell me what that ironic situation was like, your eighth grade year, and how it came to be kind of an interesting situation this year?
Before I was in high school, my brother obviously played hockey with the high school team, and they played Hopedale every year, and it was a big rivalry. And when I was in eighth grade, they got in a huge brawl, and because of that, could not play each other for the next 4 years while the remaining players were on the team. But evidently, we joined teams this past year, and the remaining two players from that fight when I was in eighth grade ended up being our captains for this year.
So the two seniors, one from Hopedale and one from Milford, were part of the brawl their freshman year when you were eighth grader and your brother was a junior, and now they had to team up as captains. That must have been pretty funny in the locker room the first couple of weeks, I can imagine, for you. But you were named a junior captain, so how did you maybe help ease the tensions off the bat?
I knew a couple of the Hopedale guys, so I kind of like helped our team or our Milford team kind of start to gel with the Hopedale guys more. But you know, when you're on the ice, it really doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, and either way, whether it's the Mighty Ducks or the co-op of Millis, Hopedale, and Milford, which you guys, I think, went by Hopedale in the scorebook, or via MIA, you got to come together on the ice. And you guys did a great job of that. You guys made the playoffs, and you had a very interesting first-round matchup with Grafton Valley Tech in the quarterfinals, not first-round, but a quarterfinal matchup, in the Division 3A Central Sectional. Grafton Valley Tech went on to win the entire Division 3A and were state champions, but they had to get through you guys in a really tough quarterfinal game. It was a 2-1 double overtime win for them and loss for you. What was that game like?
Oh, more than anything, it was a marathon, because obviously double overtime, we were on the ice for a long time, but we played a great game. They did too, and at the end of the game, they just made more plays than we did.
Do you remember double overtime? I mean, everyone's got to be gassed at that point, and everyone's tired, and it's just the next goal wins. What was that double overtime like, and what was it like seeing that last goal go in for them?
The double overtime was just completely exhausting. I started to cramp up, to be honest, and I was on the ice for their game-winning goal, and just seeing it go in I was just in disbelief, because I really didn't see an ending where we didn't win that game.
Yeah, I can imagine it'd be tough. And any situation, any sport, to lose in overtime when everyone's really tired and hoping to move on. I want to read your Daily News All-Star sheet for hockey this past year. As a junior forward and Hopedale Mills Milford co-op team captain, Aiden Wild scored a team-leading 29 goals and added 14 assists for a total of 43 points. Aiden was named team MVP and a Russell Conference All-Star. And that goes along with his two Daily News first-team All-Stars for baseball. So pretty impressive, 29 goals, 14 assists. What was your position in hockey again?
I was a center.
Center, so. What was it like coming back one more question on hockey, we'll get back to baseball. What was it like coming back and being an integral part of this new co-op and Milford hockey again your junior year?
I really liked it because I was more of a leader with, you know, such a young team that we had, so I was able to help the younger kids kind of learn about high school hockey and how they need to play and help them get better every day at practice.
If you had to give advice to someone who was in your shoes a little over a year ago deciding, hey, I'm going to go play club or maybe, and you gave up football too, what would your advice be to them? Would you go through experience again just to say that you did it and you learned a lot from it? Would you tell them to avoid it, or would you tell them to go for it? What would your advice be to someone in your shoes a year ago?
I would definitely tell them to go through the experience, because I learned so much and grew so much as a player that I wouldn't be who I am today, you know, on the ice without it.
Yeah, but I know Milford must be happy to have you back both on the ice and on the diamond. Bring it back to this season and this spring. It seems like you do or have done a little bit of everything for the Milford baseball team, whether it be playing catcher, pitcher, shortstop or third base. You seem willing to try it all. Is that something you enjoy about baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I can have fun at any position. Baseball, it's really just where my coach wants to put me.
So you played shortstop as a freshman. When did you catch at all?
The last time I caught was before high school, so it's been a couple years before I came back to it this season.
And then you're obviously, you've been a prominent force on the mound and at third base this year. You feel like third base is your the position you belong at the most?
I feel I'm like a natural third baseman, so I'm the most comfortable and confident there, I guess.
Known as starting a new streak of 37 to 38 straight years in the postseason, what has this year been like for you rebounding from last year's somewhat disappointment?
We started off on the wrong foot. We started off 0-2, but since then we've really been able to pick it up and, you know, get some wins and clinch a playoff berth.
Yeah, it must be nice at this time of year to not have to be worried like last year. Are we going to get to 10 wins? Are we going to be able to get to the postseason? Now you can focus on getting a higher seed. Something a lot of hockey players and baseball players, I find, and all athletes focus on are superstitions. And I'd be remiss not to ask you if you have any superstitions when it comes to the ice or the diamond. Do you have anything that comes to mind?
For baseball, I always step into the box the same. I clear some dirt and kind of tap my bat on the plate and do that the same for every at bat. For hockey, if I'm doing well, scoring some goals, I'll continue to wear the same Under Armour despite the smell.
Yeah, well, hockey players probably get used to the smell by then. You say you get into the dirt with the batter's box. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I just kick the dirt into the box and kind of like clear the box for myself, step in with my right foot, and tap the plate the same every single time.
Does the umpire appreciate you clearing the dirt into the box?
Only when I don't get it on the plate.
So I know you're just a junior, but you're wrapping up baseball season in the next month or so. Do you have any plans for college when it comes to sports or where you might want to go, whether it be traveling far away, playing hockey or baseball? Anything come to mind yet, or are you still in the midst of that process?
I would like to play baseball, and I mean, for the most part, I wouldn't mind staying in the Northeast. I don't really have any motivation to go far away at this point.
What are your goals for the rest of this season for baseball, and then when it comes to next year as a senior at Milford High School?
For baseball this season, you know, we're doing good right now. We're 10-5. I would definitely like to see us, you know, win our division for the Hockomock, and then win at least one playoff game and see where we can take it from there.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll be following along here at Metro West and Milford Daily News. Well, I want to thank our guest Aiden Wild for coming in today, as well as producer Caitlin Kelleher. You can subscribe to Castle's Corner Podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. We'll also check in every Wednesday for a new Castle's Corner podcast. If you have any ideas, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at Tommy Castle, that's C-A-S-S-E-L-L, 44, as I look forward to bringing you closer to all those who make high school sports great in the Metro West area. Thanks again, Aiden, for coming in.
Thank you again for having me.
And thanks again for joining me here on Castle's Corner Podcasts. Until next time, I'm Tommy Castle, and thanks for checking in.